Dr. Steve McCorrist is one of the speakers here at the BI Swine Health Seminar. And Steve, first of all, just tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
Thanks, Chuck. I've worked in the pig industry for 30 years, done stints at universities in the United States and in Australia and in Europe. Worked a lot on enteric problems, diarrhea problems in pigs in an academic way, but I've also over the years done some periods in the industry itself. Worked as a technical director for a large agribusiness company based in Asia Pacific region as well. So,
well, I know that's not a North Carolina accent you have there, so where's home to you?
I'm originally from Australia, Chuck, but spent most of my career, I guess, not only in Australia and the Pacific and Asia, but also in Europe as well. So right now I'm living in England.
For this group that's gathered here, what kind of message did you have for them? What would be some of like the key points that you wanted to get across?
Oh, certainly one of the key points is that we are reliant in many cases on what tools are available to us. The antimicrobials that we use in Europe and Asia for control of important problems like swine dysentery, if those tools are taken away from us and we're only left with one or two drugs that can help us with particular problems, then that can lead to a situation where those few remaining drugs are used a lot, and that can in turn lead to resistance problems. So we can lead to many problems if we only have a few drugs that we rely on. And if certain drugs like metronidazoles or carbadox, which are very effective for control of swine dysentery, are taken away from us, then we can get into a very difficult situation.
So did you have some advice, if you will, for the producers that are here?
Certainly, is to be prepared to think about risk management. Risk management involves thinking about what will happen if certain effective drugs are taken away from us, and that risk management can then involve thinking about particular types of programs like eradication programs. How would I run eradication programs on various sites, on various units? What's involved? It's a big issue. If we are planning eradication programs, all the details that need to be worked on, and risk management involves thinking about how would I do that.
How would you compare the challenges that U.S. producers face compared to, say, in Australia?
Sure, the U.S. industry's got a number of significant advantages. They've got a tremendous backup system in terms of vaccines and technical support for nutrition, and particularly for breeding programs. The commercial breeding programs, the companies here in the U.S. do a great job, and it's a tremendous ability for producers, for farmers to get a hold of high health, high producing commercial breeding pigs at a reasonable price in a reasonable time frame. So that's a tremendous advantage. And most other countries in the world don't have that ability to call up breeding pigs of a good quality. So it's a great advantage.
If there was a swine competition in the Olympics, you think the Americans might have a good chance for a gold medal there?
That's right, yeah. I guess the Brazilians are coming up fast, but but certainly America's at a great advantage in the corn prices, the availability of corn and soy, which is probably the premium dietary program for pigs, is corn and soy, and that's been easily available here in the U.S. for many years. Also the high-quality breeding pigs that are available. So the States has got probably coming out number one, but we all know that Brazil's never far behind in agribusiness operations.
Well, thank you for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at the seminar. I really appreciate it. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.